everybody. This is Battery at Chicago2600.net. I'm just on my way to Dayton, Ohio. I'm in Interstate 80, and I had an idea that I thought I'd bring up with everybody. I'm on my way to the annual Dayton, Ohio Hamvention, which is a gathering of ham radio enthusiasts and whatnot. And it kind of occurred to me that possibly people that are listening to Open Podcast might also be interested in some of the things that will be going on up there this weekend. Basically, ham radio was, started back, forever ago, for ways to, for, you know, amateurs to talk to each other on the radio and whatnot. And it's kind of got the distinction of being thought of as, you know, middle-aged old guys sitting around tinkering with their radios. And a couple things have happened in the last few years that have made it kind of brought it forward into the 21st century and to the point where people that, you know, like, listen to Open Podcasts might be interested in getting into it and checking out some of the new technological innovations. One of those is the Internet Radio Linking Project, which is very cool. Traditionally, ham radios talk to each other through, like, repeaters, which are big towers that kind of receive a signal and then blast it out with a lot of power. So people in, you know, 50, 60, 70-mile radius can hear each other fairly easily on very low-powered radios. Well, a few years ago, somebody got the idea that, well, what if we took these towers and linked them through the Internet so that, say, a tower in Hawaii can transmit its audio through the Internet to, say, a tower in New York, so that everybody in New York can talk to everybody in Hawaii with their handheld radios. They got it working. It's been around for a few years now. It's called the Internet Radio Linking Project. You can get more information on IRLP.net. Basically, the idea is just to get as many people on here as possible, and I always thought that people that are listening to, you know, podcasting, especially openpodcast.org, are pretty much on the bleeding edge of technology, so I just thought that it's something that I definitely enjoy, and then it occurred to me that, you know, some people might not just be aware of it. So I would say if you've got any interest in, you know, electronics or communication or anything like that, I would definitely recommend you check this out. Also, the big annual Dayton Hamvention is this weekend, which is actually, I'm in standstill traffic trying to drive up there right now. In Dayton, Ohio, at the Hare Arena. Basically, it's just a big get-together with all the manufacturers and everything. It's just something to do. So, anyways, if anybody else is on their way up there, you know, feel free to email me. My email address is battery@chicago2600, which is chicago2600.net. But let me know, because I know there's going to be a bunch of people up there that do that are into podcasting and ham radio. And if you're not, you know, you can get a ham radio license by taking a very, very short test. I mean, it's usually 35 to 50 questions. You don't need to know any Morse code. You can probably study for it the night before and pass it. Terribly easy. And once you get it, it's good for 10 years. And you can, you know, get on these internet radio repeaters, talk to people all over the world, get some really cool stuff in. Packet radio, sending data. There's a lot of really neat stuff that I see people my age. I got my license when I was 19, which is back 3 or 4 years ago. And really, I've seen a lot of people between, like, say, the 18 to the 30-year-old range getting into it just for the data purposes, that there's a lot of cool stuff that can be done, sending data around, whatnot, stuff like that. So anyways, again, check out IRLP.net. If you're interested in the Hamvention this weekend, go to Hamvention, Hamvention.org. And if not, you can feel free to drop me a line. It's battery@chicago2600.net. Thanks a lot. You guys take it easy.